Hello, hello, and welcome to the 8th episode of the Self-Help Podcast. I'm your host, Kayla, and today we are going to be talking about how to merge with your higher self. This is a perfect topic for today's episode because I am a higher self activation coach, and I help my clients literally merge with their higher selves. This is probably the most excited I've ever been for an episode, so you are in for a treat. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about all things merging with your higher self, which includes what your higher self even is. We're going to talk about the vision that you have for yourself. We're going to talk about a misconception and also internal work that is necessary. We're also going to be talking about habits that can help you merge with your higher self and so much more. So stay tuned to the very end because I swear this episode will change your life. Let's hop right into it. What even is your higher self? Your higher self is who you really are. It is your soul and it is also your highest potential. It is the all-knowing of your soul as if you know everything already and not in like a cocky, arrogant way. In a way that helps you to trust the universe, helps you to trust God, and allows you to move with love on your path of this human experience. The more tangible aspect physically, which everybody talks about, is merging with your highest potential of what you are truly capable of, but it all stems with your soul and who you really are and remembering who you really are. Merging with my higher self has been an incredible journey that I am just so beyond grateful for because it has helped me with so much, such as self-confidence, self-love, boundaries with other people. I would not even be filming this podcast episode right now if it weren't for me merging with my higher self. The first step to merging with your higher self is one, acknowledging what even is your higher self. Two is having the vision for what you see for yourself and know where you're going. If you don't really have any idea of who you want to be, it's not even necessarily about what your higher self looks like or anything on the external or what your higher self has. It is who your higher self has been to get to that point. And of course, you can envision the external of what your higher self looks like and what your higher self has, but it all stems from internal work that then reflects on the external afterwards. I want to debunk this little misconception that I feel people have is a lot of people think that your higher self is a destination. They think that your higher self is a place to get to in the future. But what I'm going to share with you is that your future doesn't exist and your past doesn't exist. Your past existed at one point and it's great to acknowledge it and heal from it and move on, of course, but you don't want to live there, right? You live in the current moment. You also don't want to live in your future because you're going to get a ton of anxiety and it just literally doesn't make sense because it's just this abstract thing that you have no idea what's about to come. And I think as humans, we really like to control everything and that's why we worry about the future so much, but your higher self is in the present moment. All you have to do is tap into it and embody your higher self. You have access to your higher self at any moment of time. You are able to tap into your higher self on a conscious and subconscious level. You are able to tap into your higher self by the habits that you create for yourself, by the people that surround you in your life, by the confidence that you choose to have, because confidence is a choice. It's an active choice. And it is also a choice to be in alignment with your higher self. We're going to talk a lot more about how to be with your higher self in the present moment, but there is a lot of inner work and healing that usually comes with that. So let's talk about that as well. If you are ready to merge with your higher self, you need to be willing to let go of the limiting beliefs and the patterns that are holding you back in life. This includes relationships, jobs, people, places, things, habits that have been holding you back that are no longer in alignment with your highest potential and are not in alignment with your higher self. I've had this happen in my own life all at once. Be careful what you wish for, because I told God that I wanted to merge with my higher self. And you know what happened? I changed career paths, which is the best thing that could have ever happened to me. But oh my gosh, has it been incredibly scary and difficult because I'm stepping into the unknown and I don't know where things are going. And that's honestly the beauty of it. And also, I've had to let go of my marriage with someone who I have been with for 5+ years. And I've also had to let go of friendships as well. I've had to let go of old habits. I've had to let go of eating patterns. I've had to let go of so many things that I felt made me who I am as a person, which then ended up with an ego death, which I'm entirely grateful for because I definitely needed that. The circumstances that are surrounding you do not make up who you are, but it is a reflection of who you have been. If you look around you and you're not surrounded by the friends you would like, by the type of people you would like, by the atmosphere you like, by the job you like, by the habits that you like, by hobbies that you like, then that means that you are not in alignment with your higher self and your higher calling, and something needs to change. And I know it's incredibly difficult to let go of everything that you thought made you who you were. But I'm telling you right now, it is not who you are. It is who you have been and who you thought you were that made that all as a reflection of you. Those things allowed you to see yourself in a completely different way. The things that you were so heartbroken over or are heartbroken over, the things that are upsetting you, the things that are frustrating you, it's allowing you to look in the mirror. It's allowing you to see and open your eyes to who you have been. And I'm not saying that everything in your life is your fault. No, right? There's some things that we can't necessarily control, and really bad things may have happened to us. But it is our responsibility to heal that. It's our responsibility to not be triggered and take it out on others. It's our responsibility to make new choices that reflect who we would like to be and who we truly are. And if the things around you, you feel, are not a reflection of who you are anymore, then it is time to let it go. Now, this stems into also inner child healing and forgiveness. We attract things in our life that stem from childhood to get our own needs met. Majority of adults right now are just children living in adult bodies, going about their life, trying to get their own needs met. If you have friends that are surrounding you that you don't like, that aren't a representation of who you are, have you ever considered being alone with yourself? Have you ever considered getting to know yourself on a deeper level to find out who you truly are, who you want to be, who you want to become, and the people that you want to be surrounded by? This comes with healing your inner child, doing the things that your inner child wants you to do. For example, I loved dancing as a kid. I loved it so much. And I stopped dancing in my adult life. I had taught at a studio for a few years, and then COVID happened. The studio shut down, and then I was out of a job from that place. And then I moved, and I never thought about dance again until the past few years. And I've danced here and there, but I'm dancing a lot more now. And it's been really helpful to show my inner child the love that she craves and deserves. So what is it that you used to do as a child that your inner child is screaming at you to do now? Allow your inner child to play. Allow your inner child to be expressed. Because if you shut that part out, you're neglecting your inner child, and you're only going to hold resentment towards yourself for neglecting yourself for so long. And I encourage you to allow yourself to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for the poor choices that you made. Those choices got you to where you are today, to be able to watch this video and to be able to merge with your higher self. The choices you've made, the people you've been surrounded by, the things you have done, maybe you might not necessarily be entirely proud of it, but it's who you choose to be moving forward. And it's who you choose to be right now in this current moment. And who you choose to be will be the embodiment of your soul and your soul's purpose and your soul's higher calling. Who you choose to be will be in alignment with your higher self. So allow yourself to forgive yourself and the people that you've been surrounded by, that you chose to be in your life. Allow yourself to forgive your parents. Give yourself the gift of forgiveness. I promise you it will set you free. I think we kind of have this thought in our head that if we forgive somebody, it means that what they did was right. No, but when we forgive somebody, we then are able to truly see and wake up to who we've been. And we are able to allow it to be let go. And it's not fun to hold resentment to anyone. It's not fun to hold grudges. It's not fun to hold the pain inside of us. Allow it to be let go. And you don't have to forgive someone for them. You forgive them for you, and you move on with your life and you heal. And just because you forgive someone doesn't mean they need to stay in your life, doesn't mean that what they did was right. It just means that you are no longer willing to carry the burden of their traumas any longer. And you are no longer willing to put up with your own stuff, your own traumas that have been brought to the surface. You're no longer able to deal with the triggered version of you. And you allow yourself to heal, and you allow the emotions to come out, and you stop suppressing them. You're not gonna be your higher self without truly knowing who you are and embodying the love that is within you. And if you truly have the love for others and for yourself, you will be open to forgiveness. And I know it's hard. Trust me, I've had to forgive some people in my life that have hurt me in malicious ways. I understand that it's difficult, but I promise you that once you do so, you will be set free and you will no longer have to carry their energy any longer. You do not deserve to carry the energy of someone who has hurt you. You don't deserve that. And when you're not forgiving someone, you still hold on to that energy. And this leads into detaching from outcomes, detaching from external circumstances, detaching from people, places, things, ideas, fully detaching and becoming fully obsessed with yourself, taking care of yourself in the ways that you wish your parents would have taken care of you. Taking care of yourself is a true embodiment of self-love, and it's a practice, and it's a choice. It is a choice to love yourself. It is a choice to practice compassion and self-love for yourself. Let's take a big, deep breath in. And let it all go. When you fully become so obsessed with yourself to the point where you love yourself, you love everything you've accomplished, you love everything that you're doing, and you don't base any of your self-worth or success on external circumstances, you will then not have to be so anxiously attached to the external or avoidantly attached. I used to have an avoidant attachment style. I'm now secure, thank God. But it's because I've worked on myself. If you don't like who you have been, you can change it. You can change yourself. And who you've been might not even really be who you are. It's who you were conditioned to be by your parents, by society, by friends, by coworkers, by the standards of being a human, of what comes with that. All of the things that you thought you were, it's not really you. Sit with that. It's not really you. This is going to be edited, but I just looked at how long I've been filming for, and when I said it's not really you, the numbers was 22 minutes and 22 seconds. So let that be your sign. I apologize. My microphone stopped recording for some reason. So I am going to use the camera audio for a portion of this podcast. So I completely apologize that the audio was messed up, but it will go back into the regular preferred audio in a second. So merging with your higher self is just simply the allowance and the allowing of your soul to be heard, your soul to be seen, your soul to be expressed, your inner child to come out and play, doing the things you enjoy without judgment to yourself, without judgment to others, without being scared others are gonna judge you. I recently had to end a friendship with a person that I had been friends with for 7 years. I was friends with this person in a really dark time of my life, and we trauma bonded. I really had to come to the conclusion that this person is not for me anymore and I am not for them. And we have learned from each other and we have grown in our separate ways. And that doesn't mean that they're a bad person. It doesn't mean
that what they're doing is wrong. It just means that we are not aligned anymore. I had to ask myself, what would my higher self do in this situation? Because nowadays, when I try to change somebody, I then know that the relationship is no longer for me because I'm not going to waste my energy trying to change somebody else and rob them from their own human experience and rob them from becoming the best version of themselves, because what the best version of somebody else is might not be the best version you are. It might not be who you are going to be and who you are. Doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's right for you. But I had to let that friendship go because my higher self no longer aligns with it. And I've had to let a lot of things go because my higher self no longer aligns with it. Let's talk about routines. Your morning and night routine. I want you to think about what your higher self does in the morning. What time do they wake up? What do they eat for breakfast? What do they do for a workout? Do they meditate? What practices do they do in the morning? And have you been doing those things? And the same thing with the night routine. What does your higher self do to get ready for bed? What does your higher self do throughout the day? What do they do for a job? And if you're unsure and you'd like to go more in depth of what your higher self would do, who your higher self is, and you would like to meet your higher self, I have a free guided meditation on my website. If you click the link in the description below, thegoddessvortex.com, just enter your email in the pop-up and I will send that meditation right over to you. But merging with your higher self comes with new habits. One of the things I coach my clients through is their morning and night routine. The morning routine is my absolute favorite because I take them through an entire meditative journey process. I don't know what words to use for it, but I've never seen it done before. And it's something that was channeled through me to help my clients through. And it's based on a process of your thoughts, feelings, and actions, mainly the feelings and the actions, but your thoughts contribute to that. We start with the thoughts, we go into the feeling of those thoughts, and then we create a morning and night routine based on those feelings. And one of the feelings that came up for one of my clients during this process was adrenaline. He was craving an adrenaline rush, which a lot of men in their masculine energy will need. We're meant to hunt, okay? So when we're not hunting, we need to create that energy somewhere else. And then he started doing jujitsu, and he absolutely loved it. And he said then that martial arts came to his mind. And I am so happy and excited for him to be doing that. But what is it for you? What feelings do you want to create in your human experience? What do you want to feel? Because it's never really about where we get to. It's never about what we have. It's never about what we think we need. It's about the feelings we have.
So where were we when I realized that the audio was messed up? Okay, create new habits for yourself. What habits does your higher self have? Think about the things that you want, because the things that you want is not necessarily what you're desiring. You're desiring a feeling that you are going to have from said thing. So if you are desiring money, maybe you are desiring a feeling of safety and security. You can create the feeling of safety and security without the money. And once you feel that, the money will show up. It will be a magnet when you're feeling safety, security, and abundance, the money will show up in your life. And maybe it's not necessarily the relationship that you crave with another person. Maybe it's just the love, to feel love within yourself. Because is it even a relationship that you want? When you get in a relationship, that in itself is a form of shadow work. It's a form of looking at yourself. And if you're constantly in relationship after relationship after relationship, yeah, you're learning a lot. But are you truly learning the lessons and applying those lessons to your life? Because maybe it really is just the love that you want to feel. It might not even be the other person that you truly want. You just want to feel love. So how can you create these feelings in your current reality? Is there something that you love doing, that you feel love inside you when you do it? Now I'm gonna end this podcast with a sentence that I start every single day with, and that is, what would my higher self do today with the resources that I currently have? And the resources part is important because some people think of their higher self and they think they're a billionaire. And they're like, oh, my higher self would buy a yacht today. My higher self would go on a private jet today. But when you don't have those things in your current reality and you think that your higher self is a destination and not what you can embody right now, you're going to feel stuck and you're not going to feel like you can merge with your higher self. But if you say, what would my higher self do today with the resources that I currently have? You will find that a lot of the time, your higher self will do the things that emulate the feelings that you want to create in your life. Isn't that interesting? If you are interested in fully merging with your higher self and you would like to work with me one-on-one in private coaching sessions, I have a beautiful, beautiful coaching program that is divinely designed for you to merge with your higher self. In this program, it's a 12-week program. You'll get PDF journal prompts, also guided meditations that are channeled from source. And in these coaching sessions, we will talk about the struggles you're currently dealing with and bridging the gap from your current reality to your higher self and merging your higher self in your current reality. So if this is something that you feel called towards, then I highly recommend you to book a one-on-one discovery call with me on my website, and the link will be down in the description below. Thank you so, so much for tuning in to this podcast episode. Let me know down below what you thought of this episode. I would absolutely love to hear it. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day.